short passage from Marcus Aurelius can be found in others as well, men and women who followed it like he did. In fact, it is a remarkable constant down through the ages. One can trace the thread from those days in the decline and fall of the Roman Empire to the creative outpourings of the Renaissance to the breakthrough of the Enlightenment. It's seen starkly in the pioneer spirit of the American West, the perseverance of the Union cause during the Civil War, and the bustle of the Industrial Revolution. It appeared again in the brave spirit of the leaders of the Civil Rights Movement and stood tall in the prison camps of Vietnam. And today it surges in the DNA of the entrepreneurs of the Silicon Valley. This philosophical approach is the driving force of self-made men and the succor to those in positions with great responsibility or great trouble. On the battlefield or in the boardroom, across oceans and many centuries, members of every group, gender, class, and cause in business have had to confront obstacles and struggle to overcome them, learning to turn those obstacles upside down. That struggle is the one constant in all of their lives. Knowingly or not, each individual was part of an ancient tradition, employing it to navigate the timeless terrain of opportunities and difficulties, trial and triumph. We are the rightful heirs to this tradition. It's our birthright. Whatever we face, we have a choice. Will we be blocked by obstacles, or will we advance through and over them? We might not be emperors, but the world is still constantly testing us. It asks, are you worthy? Can you get past the things that will inevitably fall in your way? Will you stand up and show us what you're made of? Plenty of people have answered this question in the affirmative, and a rarer breed still has shown that they not only have what it takes, but thrive and rally at every such challenge, and that the challenge makes them better than if they never faced the adversity at all. Now it's your turn to see if you're one of them, if you'll join their company. This book will show you the way. Introduction. This thing in front of you, this issue, this obstacle, this frustrating, unfortunate, problematic, unexpected problem preventing you from doing what you want to do, that thing you dread or secretly hope will never happen. What if it wasn't so bad? What if embedded inside it or inherent in it were certain benefits, benefits only for you? What would you do? What do you think most people would do? Probably what they've always done and what you're doing right now. Nothing. Let's be honest. Most of us are paralyzed. Whatever our individual goals, most of us sit frozen before the many obstacles that lay ahead of us. We wish it weren't true, but it is. What blocks us is clear. The systemic. Decaying institutions, rising unemployment, skyrocketing costs of education, and technological disruption. The individual. Too short, too old, too scared, too poor, too stressed, no access, no backers, no confidence. How skilled we are at cataloging what holds us back. Every obstacle is unique to each of us, but the responses they elicit are the same: fear, frustration, confusion, helplessness, depression, anger. You know what you want to do, but it feels like some invisible enemy has you boxed in, holding you down with pillows. You try to get somewhere, but something invariably blocks the path, following and thwarting each move you make. You have just enough freedom to feel like you can move, just enough to feel like it's your fault when you can't seem to follow through or build momentum. We're dissatisfied with our jobs, our relationships, our place in the world. We are trying to get somewhere, but something stands in the way, so we do nothing. We blame our bosses, the economy, our politicians, other people, or we write ourselves off as failures or our goals as impossible, when really only one thing is at fault: our attitude and approach. There have been countless lessons for and about success, but no one ever taught us how to overcome failure, how to think about obstacles, how to treat and triumph over them, and so we are stuck, beset on all sides. Many of us are disoriented, reactive, and torn. We have no idea what to do. On the other hand, not everyone is paralyzed. We watch in awe as some seem to turn those very obstacles, which stymie us, into launching pads for themselves. How do they do that? What's the secret? Even more perplexing, earlier generations faced worse problems with fewer safety nets and fewer tools. They dealt with the same obstacles we have today, plus the ones they worked so hard to try and eliminate for their children and others. And yet, we are still stuck. What do these